have to sit here for everything.
Yeah, but he has nothing better.
Yeah, there's nothing else.
Oh, there's that. You have to turn the microwave or microphone on if you're going to talk.
And you're going to have to help me what page we're on as we bounce around on this thing.
All right. So if you want to talk to Keith about his request, then the best place to go would be to page, wait for it. Page 45. Fourth line down. The EMA contribution.
All right, so I'm gonna call us back in, and in this part of the conversation, we're talking about the Board of Supervisors and everything else. And the first conversation we're going to have is with Keith Morgan, our emergency management coordinator. We had our Emergency Management Commission meeting last night and approved a budget. Keith, if it's okay with you, I'll start and I'll hit a couple high points from my perspective so that we have full record of it, and Paul, so that you're fully aware of what's going on. So I'll start with where I started with the I'm chair of the Emergency Management Commission, and where I started with the commission last night is we are so fortunate in Story County to have Keith and Melissa in our emergency as emergency management staff. As a refresher, emergency management is not a county agency. It's viewed by a lot of people, I'd say almost most people, including a lot of our commission, as a county entity, but it's not a county entity. Everybody on there is statutory, as the people that are on there. We have a great staff. There was a request made of the commission to, in addition to the 2.25%, that we've bargained with our bargaining units and we're offering to the rest of our staff to go above that, an additional $1,500 to the director, an additional $1,000 to the assistant director. I spoke against that. I don't know that I need to go through it all again because we did it with conservation and we did it with Board of Health. Same rationale for consistency for county employees and those who are perceived to be county employees in our structure. The commission did, in fact, go with my recommendation, which is a reduction over what the proposed budget was. We had the same conversation with the commission about how that's going to impact, how other things are going to impact flex and IPERS. We talked about an unbudgeted expenditure that we're going to have this year. Paul, you'll appreciate this, on towers. Keith, I'll turn to you. I wanted to get all that out on the record, and I'll turn to you for the rest or anything you have to add.
And as a follow-on on that, there was a motion made within the commission itself to not approve the $1,500 raise for my position and for the deputy. So the budget as approved was different but less than the budget that was published. And there was one other line item. There was legal cost recovery and legal fees that was also reduced by $6,000 in there this morning because we did get done so late last night. I quickly tried to run through and see the impact on our budget. And overall, the budget itself was reduced by $8,947, if my math is right, and if dyslexia didn't sneak in there. And correspondingly, then, our request from the county will be reduced by that same amount, $8,947. So that part, the part that comes out of the general supplemental, and there is a specific line item in the code that allows emergency management to be funded out of the general supplemental, our request from that fund will be reduced from $212,073 down to $204,126. Again, that is what I've calculated. We have not had time to interface with the auditor's office for somebody else.
And so let's call that our initial expectation of what it's going to be. Let's dig in and make sure that we get that. We really drill down and make sure we've got the right amount in there. But, Paul, what you need to know is it will be less than the 213 that you see there, probably in the $8,000 range less. Keith, while we're talking about it, I think it's an appropriate time to talk about the different possible funding mechanisms for emergency management and why Story County is where it is and how we fund emergency management.
I did not bring up with me the code section, but the code section first off says that emergency management must be funded by one of the five following, of which through a 28E and also through the bylaws of the commission, which is a separate entity, it has been selected to use the general supplemental, as which this the Board of Supervisors is a signatory to the 28E. To utilize that special supplemental. It, in my opinion, is the best way to do it.
Absolutely.
Because it is the easiest, most efficient, and the one that is all-encompassing across all of the citizens. All of the citizens are contributing to this general supplemental, and our services go out to every citizen, regardless of what jurisdiction. There are other ways that you could do it by cost share, by each jurisdiction individually, and then that gets contributed on over into a special fund, but the one that we have selected is the general supplement.
And I want to just underscore, I think of the options we have, which includes a per cap possibility, but then you get a situation where Ames is contributing a heck of a lot more than anybody else. I think this far and away is the best. We're talking about EMA funding and how we get there, Wayne. I think the way we do it now is the most appropriate. I really appreciate the way we do it. I think it's important that this board continue to recognize that while we have some say in what we levy there, because I think it says the Board of Supervisors may levy at a rate. It's important that we recognize that this is a separate commission. It's not appointed by us. And
it doesn't have levy authority.
But it does not have levy authority.
Levy.
So, Wayne, we're on page 45 right now.
Okay.
Five lines down. The request from emergency management was $213.
I misspoke.
Okay. $213. It's really going to be about $8,000 less than that. Lisa and Keith are going to get together and get the exact number of what that's going to be. But you just need to know that line item's coming down by about $8,000.
Actually, it's closer to $9,000.
Closer to $9,000.
Okay.
Is there anything else we need to discuss as it relates to EMA?
Not unless there are any questions that I know.
Paul, anything?
No.
Okay. Lisa, anything?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Hey, thank you very much, Keith.
And you'll email me that, right?
Yes.
Thanks.
All right, so we'll go back to the top. Lisa, you take us wherever you want to go.
Do you want to go to the Board of Supervisors and
yeah,
start
let's go
with
there.
You guys?
Mm-hmm.
Where's our revenues?
Yeah.
All right, Wayne and Paul, draw a line under flex benefits. No, I'm just kidding. And we're on page 34. Do we need to talk about we've got an added position as of yesterday. We've got a transfer of a position from Community Services to Board of Supervisors, and we've got an increase of a position, none of which we know exactly. Well, I think Deb we could get to pretty easily what her transfer is going to do to the budget.
Except I can't figure out what it's going to do to that budget because it's 75, 25.
Different percentage, yeah. So we've got some work to do there. I think at this point I would ask that we plan on getting back together. We almost do a callback of ourselves. We plan on getting back together once we've gotten through everything and we spend a couple hours one morning just right before you intend to publish, making sure that we've gotten everything done. Hopefully by then we're going to have a really good idea of what health benefits look like and how that's going to impact some of the line items. But there's lots of unknowns for us right now. But I wanted to point that out first because that's going to be a fairly big difference in the Board of Supervisors
budget. Yeah, I had my preliminary numbers yesterday, and I had not taken into account the increase in the other position, the
general
investment. $2,200 adjustment you had in there. I hadn't taken that in because I didn't know where that was at. But all that aside, I was at 297.
Yeah, that sounds about right to me.
For that pay plan staff. And I want to make a comment also on, you know, I know that putting the budget together, we're going to budget 90% of the salaries or somewhere in that range. I'm looking into what number makes sense. I'm not going to do that for elected officials and statutory deputies. The salary is the salary.
No, I think that makes perfect sense. We know.
Yeah.
I think that makes perfect sense for the statutory deputies and our elected officials. Everybody else, we're going to hit that
92%. I just wanted to clarify that.
Absolutely.
So that nobody said later, well, why is this at 100% and nothing else is? Well, that's why. Because statutorily, that's
absolutely
what you're going to get paid.
Right. And that probably helped clarify a question that I was going to ask, and I apologize for being late in here, but as some of you and Rick may have alluded to, that I serve on the HRDA board, and we've been having some challenges, and this was the first time the board was actually meeting and had a chance to address the report, and it very positive report and so forth as we move forward. But I did have some questions, particularly in terms of the adjustments that we were talking about as it relates to salary line items, as it relates to elected officials versus those who may answer directly to us, and to just kind of help me understand the process a little bit more. And as I kind of asked the question related to the concept of a three-year averaging and trying to figure out where we were, I wanted to know, could we go back and take a look at how that impacted each elected official's office in terms of actual numbers and actually what those dollars basically would be?
But if
we're going to appropriate 100% of the positions that are approved, you know, then that's a moot point. But I'm not sure that's exactly what we're still saying for elected officials. And that's a part of a conversation that I want to have with you and Alyssa a little bit so that I fully understand.
Absolutely.
You know, that process.
Okay. And Wayne, we can have it out here, the three of us, or you can have it privately with Lisa and Alyssa, and then we can have it again out here.
Yeah.
Whatever you prefer,
okay.
However you prefer to work through it.
All right, great.
I'll just make this statement. This is how I'm planning on doing this. I'm going to take all the salaries that are being paid.
Right.
All of the positions as if they're full.
Okay.
I'm going to make that calculation like I normally would as to what the next year's salary would be. In other words, add the 2.25% to it, make sure there's room for steps and mm-hmm. those types of things. That's the number I'm going to start with, and then I'm going to say, okay, 90%, 92%, 93% of that is what we're going to budget.
But that does not apply to elected officials or their statutory deputies. It would apply to their staff,
yes,
but not the elected official or the statutory deputy. And I think what Lisa's saying there, the 92-93% is pretty dang close to accurate. And so then what will happen, Wayne, is we would budget that, and any office that came in at 92 or 93% or less, we would never amend dollars into. But if an office came in at 97 to 100%, we'd come back probably in March or April next year and amend those dollars into the budget in order to make sure that we have enough money in every budget to pay the actual cost of what their staffing level was. So it's not going to impact somebody at all whether they're 100% or 97% or 92%,
mm-hmm.
there's just not going to be any extra in there.
Okay.
And Lisa and Alyssa can walk through that some more as you prefer.
Great. Thank you.
Absolutely. Let's see. Other items on the Board of Supervisors that we need to talk about. I believe that we need to talk about education and training. Go ahead. Yeah. Tell us where you want to go.
We may need to add a little more in employee mileage.
Yeah.
I have not been, none of us that you can see, have been requesting reimbursement, but fact of the matter is I've got a four-year-old pickup that I put 90,000 miles on. And with me going to aging, do you get reimbursed for your mileage for aging resources?
No.
I don't know. I mean, I never have, but I don't know if you can request it.
Yeah. So what
you do get reimbursed for the...
I get reimbursed to go to Eldora, and I get reimbursed to go to Webster City for the DOC, Department of Corrections. So the only one I plan on claiming is mileage to Des Moines once a month.
Okay.
That's 80 miles round trip.
The reality is, I'm like you guys. I've never turned in any mileage at all. The reality is, when we're taking a personal vehicle on county business, we should be turning in the mileage. It's the right thing to do. We should be budgeting for it and reflecting it. It's what we would expect our staff to do.
Right. And for me, it's going to be more out of county. I mean, if I'm going to something in county.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
same
it
here.
Is what it is. But if I'm driving to Des Moines every month on a regular basis.
The code specifies that you can put in your mileage for all your business.
Yeah, I know we have been. We've just basically
we've never done it.
You know, and I look at you know, now I get reimbursed for my MWCA trustee meeting. I get reimbursed for the ISAC board meeting, but the other things related to my supervisor's role. If I go to the ISAC to meet with Director Palmer and DHS or the CoStar, for example, I don't get reimbursed. I don't think we get it reimbursed from CoStar. I don't think so on that one. I got to think. But a lot of the other meetings that are there are HRDA, for example, you know, that I go to, I don't ask for reimbursement and so forth. And that's, you know, and my concern was be probably looking down the road, I would probably want to make that adjustment more so than now. But, yeah.
Well, I think the first step ought to be that we start to utilize the van that's in the Board of Supervisors control.
Absolutely.
More. That should be first.
Right.
But then outside of that, any of the three of us ought to be able to turn in mileage if it's part of our official duties. And so if we need to beef up that 100 and start doing that, that's fine with me. But I would ask this board, let's utilize that van first wherever possible.
Right, right.
What do we need to take it to? I don't know. Does it go to a $500 bill?
I would think so.
I would start there.
All right.
Yeah.
For next year.
Yeah.
For next year. Yep. So 500 there. Now are we good going to education and training?
Yep.
Wayne, let's just talk this through. Not trying to get any kind of commitment from you. I know my preference would be that you would outserve me on this Board of Supervisors, but with the thought being that this may be your last term, we have always felt strongly, or Paul and I have felt strongly, that the Board of Supervisors needs representation in NACO. We were really appreciative that you would take that forward for us. There's just a concern now that this may be your last couple times going to NACO, and one of us is going to need to step up and start to acclimate ourselves to that and represent this board. Your thoughts on that?
Well, there's no question there's tremendous value, you know, of us having an active role in the National Association of Counties, not only serving on steering committees, but also just overall the partnership that we have at the federal, state, and local level has been just tremendous. And we have been able to bring back a lot of great ideas that we have instituted as a result of our involvement through NACO. And I am sure that this summer, you know, we have this year, and then next year we would have, for me, and I think it's already been factored in, going for the legislative and the annual conference. But the following year after that, I think at this time, if you guys are not going to go, I think we would need to kind of plug that in. I know when Alyssa and I talked a little bit, I think we pretty much came fairly close, because I'll get a partial reimbursement from ISAC for my plane ticket for this year, but next year I won't, because I'll go off of the ISAC board at that time. So,
all right. So if we were going to send one of us to one of the things this year, and then everything next year NACO related. So let's just talk about this year. If we were going to send one of us to one thing this year, which one would it be?
Well, for this year, it would be the summer conference, because that starts after July. That's in July. We've already factored in the LEDGE conference for this year. That's out of this year's budget.
And where is the July?
Charlotte, North Carolina. Yeah.
So I think we need to budget whatever we budgeted in for Wayne to go to Charlotte. We need to double that and budget it for one of us to go. And Paul, you and I just need to figure out which one's going in July.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How many days is it, Wayne?
It's actually, it's a 4-day conference, three concentrated days of activity. But since I serve on the National Steering Committee, you know, then I have another two-day part of my meeting. So general session is usually a Sunday-Monday activity, and then the Tuesday is kind of the finish up of visitations and other types of things. So you can figure normally 3 good days, but by the time you travel out there and overnight expenses, you're factoring in a 4-night on the average of, if you're not on a committee, you're probably talking about either a 3-night or a 4-night hotel stay.
Okay, and what's the registration?
Oh gosh, 370 is up a little bit, isn't it?
It's 375.
375 or something like that, right?
What is it, usually about 180 a night, 160?
No. You mean the hotel?
Yeah.
Hotel, no. It's usually around between 195 and 225. But Charlotte may be a little less. D.C. is usually a little the highest one of all.
1750?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if we plug additional 1750 into this.
I was going to say 1500, but 1750.
Yeah. So let's add 1750 to education and training for FY16, and either Paul or I will attend the one NACO conference. And then, Alyssa, as we're building budgets for FY17.
You can take that back.
We need to consider two of us going 17. To everything.
Okay.
And then after that, we'll start get back down to one of us going.
Okay.
You say 15 or 17?
17.
Okay, 1,700.
1,750 is what I thought we should plug in there.
Okay. Okay.
Anything else on the Board of Supervisors that we need to talk about? Alyssa, do you see anything there that we need to talk about?
You know, the contractual labor one is just, I don't know. I mean, I'd like to say we aren't going to need all that.
Yeah, but we spent some. We spent some
already,
last night or
which
Monday
we did,
night.
And whichever way you go, our plan documents are going to need to be updated. We got to negotiate 3 union contracts.
That's next year.
That's this year. That doesn't mean you're going to get.
That's right. That is right.
So.
But what we're talking about for this year with the reopening of related to that, that's
be
our
fine for this year.
Yeah.
But I'd like to leave 20 in there.
Let's leave it at 20.
Yeah, let's leave it there. Yeah.
All right, anything else? All right, so we're going to, Lisa, I'm going to ask that you and Alyssa work on really starting to figure out what our numbers are. I like your original estimate of where we went. I think you said 297 up from 140 with the staffing changes and transfers. But let's get some hard and fast numbers. And then, like I say, we'll come back at the end of everything and go through all this again if we need to. Okay.
Yep.
Are we headed to loss now?
That's where you want to go. We can.
Well, we go wherever you want to go, Lisa.
Oh my goodness. Well, since that's next in the budget, I think that's makes the most sense, don't you?
Good for me.
FYI, I reorganized that page 37 so that it goes the same way as everything else, left to right. So your numbers for the FY16.
Okay, yeah.
It's minor, but it was driving me crazy.
Good.
So if you want to look at the current year.
Yes.
First of all, our FY15 re-estimations, we've been able to increase because of that nice little additional reconciliation payment.
Okay.
So that means that last year at this time we were looking at a negative, but now we're looking at with the costs that we've approved, we're looking at $149,000. However, disclaimer here, I think I need to add $4,000 more to that.
The 153?
No, subtract, I'm sorry.
Yep.
Because the Iowa Games We just paid FY14s out of this year's budget, and it's not reflected in here at all, but we just did it.
Right.
And so they're going to have probably another request for 15, so we're going to double that for 15.
Right.
Just kind of like we did the economic development.
Okay.
So there's that, and then you
also told me
you wanted to do the swimming pool for Story City this year.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So let's take another 10 off of that bottom line.
Okay.
So you're carrying over 135,054.
Okay.
135,054. Okay, carry over.
Which then leads us to the discussion for the current year.
Okay.
The current year's estimated tax up at the top of $2 million. I'm taking what this Department of Revenue gave us as an estimate and putting it in there. That does not include reconciliations.
We're going to do better than this.
We're going to do better.
Yep.
Quite frankly, my preference is to budget it this way so that, because I have something I can say, this is how much they're saying. I have no idea what the reconciliation is.
Sure,
and
then
be.
We'll sit down again next year and we'll
say,
okay, now we got an extra $150,000 in it again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So by funding the things that you're wanting to fund or that I have requests for in this arena, it looks to me like we're going to be negative $18,671 because I'm going to add that $10,000 back into that because it's coming out of this year.
Okay, but that does not... You have not accounted for a reduction in number of vehicles
Correct.
Yet, which is kind of what we started talking
Correct.
About, which will impact that.
Right.
So where we really are right now, so you've got requests here, but based on the initial conversation we've had, we're back to a positive for next year. We just don't know how much yet.
Right.
Okay. I want to talk about libraries. I believe we told them that we're going to try to go up 2.25% on the library, so I'd like to add that in to the 285,600.
Where am I at?
So you're
down the libraries.
Yep. Yep. Libraries.
Yeah, right.
Instead of 285,600, let's add 2.25% to that.
That's 292,026.
Okay.
2026. Okay. Six on tourism, swimming pool, tents, water, economic development.
What
did we do with historic?
Historical
society.
Yeah, because that's not in here.
No.
That's a different
line. No, the code says you have to pay that out of the general fund,
okay.
So it's in county.
No, that's different.
So we'll talk about that later.
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything else in here that we need to talk about? Anybody see anything?
In that 120 that's called economic development, we are budgeting the city swimming pool, which I'm going to move 10 of that over, okay?
So I see 100 there now.
I see 100. Where do you get the 120?
$10,000 above. Got it.
Oh, I got you.
So we're going to take that 10,000 and shift it over to this year.
And then there's the small community economic development facade in there for 10,000 also in the next year's budget.
And Leanne, remind me what we talked about, because we've touched on this briefly, that we'd like to continue with the facade grant.
I think my recollection from our earlier discussion was that we would switch it to so it matched the fiscal year. So this would be consistent. We budgeted last year $10,000, only spent about $2,800, but we were going to amend the program guidelines that would run July through June and extend the time frame.
Okay.
So it would match.
Everybody good with that?
Mm-hmm.
Leaving that in. So the 100,000 for Economic Development Group, I don't think that matches up with what we've got right above at 120 on page 36.
On page 36, what I'm saying is it's all 100. It's all included in that. So it's 100 plus 10 plus 10. Now it's going to be 110 in that line item and 203 in the current.
And I believe that this ought to be 120, and we need to talk through the new workforce initiatives that we've got coming through, basically Home Base Iowa and some workforce development dollars.
Right.
And so I think that takes that line item to 120.
Well,
and I thought when the 120 was up above, I thought we had it already in this budget. I didn't realize that we had added those other things in.
What was the expectation on the home base and the workforce from the standpoint of
still being developed? There's a big meeting coming up next week. Mm-hmm. Big meeting coming up next week. Lots and lots of parties involved. What we had talked about as a board is the possibility of funding 25,000 or 20,000?
30 is what I was thinking for home base.
I thought it was 25. Okay, so we need to dig that out, but I think at this point we need to make economic development group or add another line item with an additional 20,000 in it, because then I think that gets us where we need to go.
I think it would be good to at least have a is this home base Iowa is not something that's going to necessarily be ongoing each year as far as funding.
Up to this board.
So if we could identify that as a separate line item or subset of whatever the economic development.
You'd like to see another line item that says economic development dash home base Iowa.
Yeah. Right. So we know where those dollars are basically going. I mean, that's just a thought.
Well, we still need a full presentation to this board, and we've just been waiting on everything to get finalized, which is happening. Just as we're talking about the budget, we need to be aware of what kind of implications it has as we go through. And I think it's an additional 20.
Well, I'm wondering, under countywide services, there's $115,000 for economic development. I thought that was the $85,000 for AEDC for contracts.
Maybe that's where the money went in. You and I talked about this just in passing, that we needed the extra $25,000, and I saw this line item and I thought that's where it was coming in. But maybe we don't need a line item here. Maybe it is back there.
Under
what page is countywide, Lisa?
I'm showing page 48 on mine.
Yeah, but the descriptions are on page 52. I can't.
Okay.
Yeah, I may just have us in the wrong line item.
I put 115 in home base.
It is in the middle, or page 53.
Yep.
If you look at economic development line there, amount contracted for small communities for economic development assistance and home based Iowa. So it's 115.
That's
perfect. The contract with the ADC is 85.
Five.
So there's 30 in there, 30. Which may be a little more than we need. We just need to dig in and see where that is. So disregard what I just said about in the lost dollars. Let's leave that at 100. So you got the 100 and the 10 and the 10 for 120 total, Lisa.
Got it.
But that's going to go to 110.
Exactly, because we got the first 10 shifting
first
into
10
this
shifted.
Year. Okay. The other one for this board to be aware of is, and I don't know how to budget this, I think it's a conversation that's going to come to us later this spring, and I honestly think it's a conversation about FY15 dollars, and that is airport renovations in Ames. As I understand it, the City of Ames, Iowa State, City of Nevada, us and private investors are all going to be asked to contribute. I think the portion from Story County that's going to be asked is $50,000 toward about a $2 million project to do some airport renovations, build a hangar, build a new terminal, do some things like that as part of the research park. What I've told them is they need to get to us probably in March if they want to have that request. I don't think it fits anywhere on our budget today, but I think this is the appropriate time to tell you guys to expect to have that conversation as we get into the spring. That would be FY15 budget implications.
Current year.
Current year, yes, sir.
Okay.
Leanne, anything else that we need to talk about?
For current year, if you wanted to continue the technical assistance to communities.
I had three mayors stop me last night and ask that we continue it.
I would hope we could.
Yeah, I've been contacted by one mayor who asked that we continue it, but we do away with the helping all communities, and instead we focus on one community and really help them. I told him I would bring it to you guys. Personally, I'm in favor of continuing exactly what we're doing.
I think that's the best way to approach it. They're all evaluated based upon the merit of the program, and I think we asked for some incentives from the local community as well as far as a match or what they were doing. I think the way we've got it is...
What have we spent? So we've offered $3,000 per community. If... they did some updates to their planning documents and things like that. What have we spent? We've done it twice, right?
That first year was $23,300. Second last year was $20,000. So a total of $43,287.
Where did it come from? Where did it come from out of the budget, Lisa? Those last 2 years.
Countywide.
Good. Okay.
Is that for just under 3,000?
Under 3,000, right.
Lisa, what else do we want to talk about?
I think, talk some about making sure that we're asset. One of the things I want to make sure I got enough money in here is asset.
Okay.
In countywide.
Yep.
Okay. What's the recommendation coming to you guys? What did you guys commit to funding?
We committed to increasing both of them
by.
Which one was this now?
This is asset.
Asset. Yeah.
Deb's got the exact.
I've got $500,000 sitting in there. I mean, it's all broken out in the line items, but if you look at page 52, I've got $500,000 in there.
Yeah, and I want to say that was $550,000 this year.
Okay.
On that one.
And
that
Deb
is the,
has a breakout of where.
Deb has a breakout. Right. The recommendation hasn't come to us, but I believe they're working on an assumption of $550,000. That's the non-mental health portion, right? And then there's a mental health portion in asset as well. That we increased. But Deb was here yesterday for that. That would have been part of that conversation, wouldn't it?
Well, I would have thought so, yeah.
Let's just verify. Let's just see. I believe that instead of 500, we said we would find a way to fund 550 this year for the non-mental health portions of asset.
And she would know if there's an increase in the 15,000 from rural services, from the local option sales tax dollars, or...
We did not increase the local option sales tax dollars.
That's still 15,000.
But we moved something that was funded out of there down into that 550 that we were talking about. You guys remember that? We need to talk to Deb and just get the specifics, but yes, she would know all those numbers.
Okay.
Anything else that we need to talk about?
Funding for small communities. We just talked about that, correct?
Yeah.
The economic development funding for small communities.
Yeah, what do we have in
we're
there?
We're actually using TIF for. Right now I'm showing that we have an expense for 15 is 77.7. And then next year is 79,495. That's the one that has the little, you know, like if I do the calculation for the 33% of TIF, 33% of the 50%. Paul, I'm in the middle of page 53-ish. If you look at, it says economic development funding for small communities, 33% of the 50%.
Yeah.
If we spend the 77 this year, then we'll have 79 next year. If we don't, I just carry those numbers forward.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Yep.
And that's where Leanne was just talking about continuing that program.
Okay.
That one program.
Right.
Yeah. But then we also do some revitalization programs out of that.
Yes.
Right.
Then the next line is the urban renewal projects that you guys approved last October.
So that's the actual TIF. That's not the 33% of the 50%.
That is the TIF.
Okay.
So what's happening is the TIF dollars come in. I transfer them to this fund to pay these commitments out of. So, and this $235,000 is what you've committed for the
FY16.
But the way those all work, that's
it's a December to December kind of thing,
yeah,
right?
It doesn't work well in my fiscal year, so.
Right. And what you need to know is we're going to do it to you again this year at a much bigger ticket item, and really for the next 2 years as we start talking about the research park.
Yeah.
Look at the
I would ask
guidelines and make it fiscal to fiscal, match fiscal years, which we've had requests from cities to do too. But you can't certify.
But you can't.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
You're doing everything in order to get it to you to be able to certify at the right time.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah. You can't decide to spend the money and then certify it. You have to
certify it.
Certify it first.
Okay.
So I'm actually looking at it as we're ahead instead of behind, right? I'm looking at December as part of the next year rather than December as part of the last year.
That's how TIF works.
Right.
You can't sort of create the money and then decide how to spend it. You have to decide how to spend it and certify it.
And quite frankly, if you're talking big projects, we're going to have to get bond council involved most likely.
We're going to run this one much like we ran Dakin's Lake, not like we've been running what I consider these mini TIF grants to be. This is going to be a major conversation, and so let's go back and let's dust off the conversation we had about Dakin's Lake and follow a very similar process to have this full conversation about the research park and do it in the right timeline. It's going to run on its own track separate from some of these other littler TIF projects that we've done. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But okay. using TIF to pay bond debt is a lot easier to plan for.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what we've been doing has had a lot more moving parts for
and
minimal
an accounting
impact.
Nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know,
much better.
I just like that you're thinking
that
about
none
me.
Of you care.
I just like
that
you're thinking.
No, just saying, that's an accounting nightmare.
That's not true. We do care. We just don't care enough to not do what we think we need to do.
When I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, the first thing I think of, I wonder if Lisa's awake right now too.
So. Depends on if I'm having a hamster or not.
start taking my phone upstairs.
So, yeah, there's a lot of different – I know you see economic development a lot of places. This is not – it's not really all that fun, but I have to keep it separate in separate places, and I have to – because I have to answer to state auditors when they're here. And Paul sat in on that conversation, and he understands exactly where I'm coming from. You have to move the money around a lot. We're bringing it in Fund 15. I'm spending it out of Fund 17, but I'm also paying back Fund 1, and those are transfers. There's just a lot of moving parts on it, and God knows I hope I always have it all.
Yep. And we'll keep working on it. This one will be a bigger conversation, but it will be a lot cleaner for you.
Yes.
And we'll see where we're going with the smaller projects. I think those have a shelf life. They've been really, really nice to dig into, but I'm not sure how long we're going to be able to continue having those conversations, because the reality is unless we're going to decide to start TIFing more and more and more property in Story County.
Bad idea.
We've got it. I appreciate your input. But we've got a limited amount in the wind towers. And
they get capped at 30%. In year 7.
Exactly. So what we know is that as of year 7, there's not any more coming in on an annual basis for the next 13 years.
Right.
So I think the mini projects have been great. I appreciate that it's been really, really hard on staff to account for those. I think we're moving in TIF now to where it's going to be more consideration of the bigger projects like the research park and away from kind of those mini projects.
Ben, I wanted to double check. Leanne had asked me if the coordinated long-range plan was in two places.
Is that, do you think it's in two places?
I do. Look under management services.
Yes.
And it says $25,000. I think you could remove that because you have county development plan that has 35 for both fiscal years, this current and next.
Because you said it wasn't going to happen when you,
So that can come back down to 5,000. The management service can go from 31 back down to 5.
Right. That's my understanding. That's what.
Yeah, I don't know what the other 5 is. Yeah, the 25.
It's 6,600. Yeah.
On page 54, on page 54, it has a breakdown of what we're paying out of that line item.